Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again. Amen. For this installment of our 2020 series, Take Another Look. Glory to God. The subject that we're using on today is called Faith Brings Joy. Amen. We're reading the Word of God in Romans chapter 5, and we're going to read the Word of God in its entirety, because as I was studying today, as we're going forward in the book of James, this book, amen, came, amen, across my references as I was going forward, and this book says it all today, amen. And as you read, glory to God, and as you pray before the Lord and seek His face, amen, these words will speak to you. Glory to God, because they did speak to me. I praise God that He continues to speak to us as we seek Him. Amen. He pours out blessings upon blessing upon blessing on each and every one of us. The Lord cares so deeply for each and every one of us, each and every part of His creation, all of humanity. God is concerned. And all of the things that He does and all that He says, He has considered every single one of us. Those were born that were born in the moments that He said the words, or soon after He said the words, and those that are being born even right now. The Lord has considered us all of His creation, and He loves each and every one of us with an everlasting love. Amen. The Word of God is such a magnificent love story of such we have never known. And none of us have ever experienced a love like this until we know God, until we know Jesus and the pardon of our sins, the love that He has for us, until we begin to seek His face and to see Him in a different light, in a different way than we understood before. So many walking around and they don't really understand who they are, or why they are, or how they came into existence. Amen. But all the answers, all of it is in the Word of God. Amen. It teaches us who God is and who we are. Amen. And why, amen, He has done the things that He has done for each and every one of us. He has a reason. Amen. And it is love, because God Himself is love. And everything He does, it is for the sake of love and those that are His beloved. Glory to God. Amen. We're taking another look today, and I welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, to this installment in our series. And hopefully you have your Bible in hand and a notebook to write down the scriptures as we read the Word of God and the thoughts that come to you, amen, as we're reading and as we pray, right? Jot those things down and seek the Lord, amen, in your time, amen. The Lord wants time with each and every one of us, and definitely wants time with you. He sees you right where you are, and He has considered your situation, those things that you toil with, those things that bring you joy, those things that bring you sadness. The Lord considers them all. Amen. It's time for us to seek His face and hear what He has to say about all those things, amen, about our lives. For truly everything we need for life and godliness, it is in the Word of God. Let's take another look. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before You as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising You, Lord God, for Your Word. And we thank You that this Word, all of it, is life to us. And that all of it is bread to us. It is sustenance, Lord God. When we receive it, we are filled. And I thank You, Lord God, for that even right now. Bless, heal, and deliver, Lord God, across the airwaves, Lord God, and in every nation, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that are sick, those that are depressed, those that are looking for answers, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift them up before You, Lord God, and I'm asking a miracle, Lord God, in their nations, a miracle in their cities, in their states, in their provinces, in their republics. Father, in the name of Jesus, You see the need that is so great in the nations, Lord God. Oh, Lord, and globally, You want to bring us up, Lord God. You want to bring us up into the knowledge of You. Father, give us the
spirit of wisdom and revelation, Lord, that we might come to know you and understand who you are and who we are as your people, those that you have created. Give you glory and to give you praise. Lord, we honor you today, and we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your kindness, for your grace, your unmerited favor toward each and every one of us. Lord God, open up your word before us, even as we read the word on today, on this evening or this morning, whatever time it is, where you are right, where your people are right now. I'm asking, Lord God, to let you bless the word, Lord God, that you speak to each and every heart through your word. Lord God, these are your words. Oh, Lord, speak, oh, God, speak, Lord God, speak. Lord, encourage, 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 and deliver, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, amen, as we take another look. Glory to God. Amen. We're reading from Romans chapter 5, amen, in its entirety. I was actually going to just read a portion, amen. I actually came across these scriptures again and decided to take another look here as I was studying in the book of James. And I was studying actually the first chapter in James. We're looking at faith and the testing of our faith, amen, is what I was looking at. And as I was looking there at those things, amen, my references drew me to this, these portions of scripture. Amen. We will be bringing forth, amen, the first few verses in chapter 1 of James, maybe sometime this week, maybe tomorrow or Tuesday. So please be on the lookout for that. If you have not already, check the archives, amen, for the study that has already been underway. We already did completed chapter 3, and now I'm going back to chapter 1 because we actually started in chapter 3 rather than 1. So if you take a look back at those things and even look at the overview, because I also did some overview, amen, of the book itself and also brought some reference scriptures in the first couple of lessons that we did on the book of James. So if you take a look at those, amen, it'll bring you all the way up to the point we are right now. Amen. And today, amen, this Bible, amen, that I am looking at today, and it is from the New Living Translation, amen, as I was studying in the King James Version, I looked back at the New Living, and once I saw that the translation is on par, amen, with that I was studying, I thought this would be the perfect translation to read tonight, because many will understand, amen, the words as it goes forward, amen, and I will open up more and more of this, of the Hebrew and the Greek, well, it's the Greek in the New Testament. And I will be opening up more of the Greek as we study in the book of James. All right, so here we are. Amen. Faith brings joy. Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confidence, hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright man, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. Now, So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. When Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Yes, people sinned even before the law was given, but it was not counted as sin because there was not yet any law. Everyone died. From the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even those who did not disobey an explicit commandment of God, as Adam did. Now Adam is a symbol. Now Adam is a symbol, a representation of Christ who was yet to come. But there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result that one man sins. For Adam's sin led to condemnation, but God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we are guilty of many sins. For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his righteousness, for all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. Yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation. Yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone. But Christ's one act of righteousness brings right relationship with God and a new life for everyone. Because one man disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because one other person obeyed God, many will be made righteous. God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they are. But as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant. So just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I have read and you have heard from Romans chapter 5 in its entirety. May the Lord add a blessing, amen, to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify this very truth, these truths in our hearts. Glory to God. Jesus paid the total sum of our sin debt. We had a debt that had to be paid, and Scripture lets us know that all sin is, amen, was worthy of death. But Jesus paid the total sum of our debt. He is the bondage breaker. He loosed our chains that held us, and he is the light of the world shining through the darkness. Follow the light. Jesus is the light. Glory to God. Amen. We have read from chapter 5 today. I pray that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, amen, is speaking to you even right now and letting you know the wondrous gift of God was just for you, you personally. He thought of you right there where you are in your nation, right where you're sitting or standing or lying. He thought of you especially. He hasn't forgotten any one of us, and he has not forgotten you. You are special to him. Amen. He loves you with an everlasting love. He looks upon you fondly. Amen. He remembers you, and he sees your trouble, and he sees your joys, and he sees you, and he died for your sins that you might be freed from the bondage that the enemy had brought upon every life and every nation and every human being. He considered you. Glory to God. He considers you now, and he sees you right where you are. And right where you are, I'm praying for your soul. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless, Lord God, your dear ones right now, oh God. Oh, Lord God, overshadow, Lord God, every trick and every snare and every, Lord God, thing that the enemy is doing in their lives right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we press past every objection of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that your light might shine in the midst of darkness for these. Lord, that their minds be open to your spirit, that their eyes begin to see, Lord God, the graciousness and the truth of your word, and that you are life and you mean to give them life. Oh, Lord God, so great a sacrifice you have made for them, Lord God, for each of us. Oh, Lord God, and we thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, bring salvation with your mighty hand, Lord God, into every nation, into every house, and into these dear ones, Lord God, that I speak to right now, Lord God. Though I don't know their name and I cannot see them, you see them and you call them by name even right now. You knock on the door of their heart even right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, give them a mind to hear you, oh God, and to let you in. Oh, I praise your name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for those who hear you, Lord God, in this hour, for those who see, Lord God, for those that are willing to take another look, oh, Lord God, of the ways of salvation and of your glory, to take another look and see that you are faithful and you are true, and every promise that you have made to us is yes. And amen. God's promises is yes and amen. I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and for your truth and for your blessing, Lord God, right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord, dispatch legions of angels, Lord God, into every home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to make war with every enemy, Lord God, that is coming to their path to keep them from this great salvation, Lord God, that you have formed just for them. Oh, Lord God, break through right now in the name of Jesus. Break through right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Break through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Break, God, in the name of Jesus. Bind up every spirit, Lord God, that comes against their salvation right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And let the next word that they say is, yes, Lord, I receive you. Yes, Lord, I receive your gift. Oh, Lord, and let the next tongue that comes from their lips, the next language that they speak, be a heavenly one, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance, just as they did on the day of Pentecost when they waited to be endued with power on high. Endue your people with power right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and send a refreshing, Lord God, to those that have already received of you. Oh, Lord, send forth encouragement, Lord, empowerment, Lord God. Oh, Lord, whatever the need is, Lord God, I speak to that need, Lord God, that you see, Lord God, and I add, Lord God, my prayer to their prayer, Lord God. Oh, Lord, to every righteous and holy prayer, Lord God, is just uplifted before you. And we say, yes, Lord, and we say, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we are so grateful that the God of the universe thinks so highly of us. Oh, Lord, and we will forever give you the praise, give you the glory, and give you the honor. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God keep you and God anoint you. I will see you, amen, next time. Amen. On the radio, keep listening. God bless.